Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Reish Zayin, mitzvah 607, as we get closer till our till the finish line. Tuf Reish Zayin, 607, the mitzvah of Vidui Meiser. Vidui Meiser, says the Torah here in Parshas Kisavo, by Sheni. Kisachalel Aser is called Maaser Tvuascha. When you finish being Maaser, tithing the Maaser of your Tvua, Bashana Hashlishis, Shinas HaMaaser. When you finish the third year, the year of the Meiser. What does that mean? We know in year 3 and 6, instead of giving Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni is substituted with Meiser Ani in year 3 and 6. That's why the Gemara said it's called the year of the Meiser, the year that only one of the two Meiseris that are usually given exists. So that is the context, the background, when this mitzvah is done. So at the end of the third year, we'll see the fourth year, the beginning of the fourth year, the last day of Pesach. V'nasata la'levi, la'ger, la'yasov, la'amana. You shall give to all of the proper recipients, va'achlu v'sharecha, and they eat v'saveyu, and they are satiated. At the end of that time, v'yamartu l'fei Hashem alokecha, you have to come to the base of Mikdash and say, bi'arti hakodesh min habayis, I have removed all of the holy items, all the matanos that I have to give, the trumas, the maishos, v'chulu. V'gam nethativ la'levi, v'la'ger, v'la'yasa, v'la'amana. I gave maiser ani, I gave maiser sheni. G'chol mitzvascha, asher sivisani. Like everything you told me to do, lo avarti mi mitzvosecha, v'lo shachachti. I have not forgotten anything, and I haven't transgressed any of your mitzvos. Then there's more that we say, but those are separate mitzvos, which by the Shem we'll get to. Lo achalti va'oni, v'chulu, those are separate mitzvos. But this is the mitzvah of vidui maisers. At the end of the third year, we go to the Beis HaMikdash, and we're mizvada that we have done exactly everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do in year 4 and year 7, as we will see, which is after years 3 and year 6, on the last day of Pesach, or sometime over Pesach, as we'll see as a Machlokas Rishonin. So that's what we have to do. It's very unusual. The only time, when else do we have a mitzvah, that there's a separate mitzvah after we do the mitzvah of saying, I did the mitzvah. It's very unique. But that's this mitzvah. A mitzvah, the mitzvah is to be mafer shumas and maestros properly and in order and with proper recipients. And after we finish it all, we go to the Beis HaMikdash and say, I get a shkayach. Right? I did it properly, and this is something that, you know, I should be proud of and you should be proud of me. Very unusual. It's a chizik. It's a chizik to make sure that we give all the proper recipients their rights in the proper time. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitztavinu lehisvados lefnei Hashem Baruch Hu, we're commanded to confess in front of Hashem, ulahagid befinu bebeis mikdasho, and to tell over mi befinu with our mouths. We'll have to see what the significance of that. Shotzianu chukei ha'maisros v'tshubas mitvoseinu mibeiroseinu. We did everything we're supposed to do regarding the laws of tshubas and maisros. V'shal lo nishar klum mehem birshuseinu. And there's nothing left in our rishus from them. Shalom asananu oso that we did not give. V'zeu nikra mitzvahs vidui maiser. Bi'arti ha'kodesh ben habayis. The question that all the mafarshim ask is, why is it called vidui? Vidui, we know, is a mitzvah we had earlier back in Parshas Naso. Vidui on a chait. That's the word vidui usually is associated with. Here, what chait are we talking about? So we'll have one or two of the answers we'll share, and then there are a lot more that we won't have time for. The Svarno, amongst the Rishonim, the Svarno picks up on this and says, what is the Avera that we're talking about here? We're saying that we did everything correctly, not incorrectly. I've given Shubas and Maestros to everybody, says the Svarno. Well, let's think about it. Who was supposed to get the Shubas and Maestros? Before the Chet HaEgel, the firstborns were supposed to get the Trumas and Maestros. After that, the firstborns lost it, as is described, they were redeemed, Parshas Bamidbar, with the Leviim. So that's the Chet, says the Sfarno. We as an Am acknowledge that we've done everything we're supposed to do, but it wasn't the ultimate original plan. Bi'arti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, Bachata'enu U'ba'avonos Avoseinu. Husra ha'avoda me'abachoros. Asher lo'ahem haya ru'uyos trumas and maestros. They were supposed to get it. V'zeo vidui maeser she'eskiru raboseinu. That's the one line of the Sfarno. That's one vidui. There is another idea of a vidui, which, Be'er Hashem, we will get to soon. The Menachas Chinuch here discusses that there's another mitzvah that's in the background here that the Rambam and the Chinuch do not quote. Some of the Gaonim quote it as a separate mitzvah, but most Moniyah mitzvahs in the Rishon do not quote it. And that is the mitzvah of Biur Maestros, meaning we have a mitzvah to be mafresh on time each year, Trumas and Maestros, v'chulu. But before we say the Vidui, we have to make sure that it's not no longer in our house. and once it's no longer in our house, so then we could say Biarti Hakodesh Min Habayis. Says the Menachas Chinuch, but mitzvah zu nechlalas od mitzvah amin os aleph v'ainu biur v'hi mitzvah b'fnei atzma dafilu b'osam shepturim and avidui become akam chayeh b'biur. Sometimes there are situations where you will be patur from vidui, but you still have to be mevayer. But the Rambam does not count it as a separate mitzvah. The question is why? Mitzvah Samelach here discusses, why is it biur counted? You have to be mafresh, shumas, and maestros properly. Those are counted. Then before the vidui, you have to say biarti. The assumption is that there is, you have to be mevayer, and then do the vidui. So the Mitzvah Samelach gives two beautiful suggestions. He says, no, it makes a lot of sense that biur is not counted as a separate one. V'nira b'das harambam, and the chinuch. Let's think about this. There's a mitzvah to give shumas and maestros, let's say in year one. So by the end of year three, I want to do the vidui this very soon. So I have to make sure I get it out of my house. So I make sure to give it to the proper recipients, or at least get it out of my house. That's a separate mitzvah? Says the mitzvah Zamelach, no. Dehine mitzvahs biur maisros eino mitzvah chadasha shachal b'shnas hagimel. This is not a new mitzvah. All of a sudden, year three, the truma that I was already mafresh, or should have been mafresh in the earlier years, now there's a new mitzvah. No. Tari achiyuv litein shumas and maisrus lahakoein hu miyad kishivish shumas and maisrus. Inherent in the original mitzvah, you have to give it, and if you didn't give it, you still have to give it, and you still have to give it. Verak de'emo nasna miyad. It's just that if you didn't give it right away, you could still do it in the year three, according to summary shown him, to the proper recipients, or according to others, just get it out of your house. That's called bi'ur. Im kein lohavi mitzvah chadasha, rak sof zman shel mitzvah rishona. This is just the end of the original mitzvah. Umeata pashut, so it's obvious bi'ur is not a separate mitzvah. It's just a continuation of the hafrasha and the nesina of the earlier matan. Slamada Verdome gives the mashal of a similar idea that the Meshech Chachma talks about in Vayelech. Right? Famous question, why the Rambam does not have a mitzvah of tshuva? What does the Rambam have? A mitzvah of vidui, ironically. Right? A mitzvah of vidui. He doesn't have a mitzvah of tshuva. So ask the Velt, ask everybody, where's the mitzvah? The Rambam says, when you do tshuva, you have a chiv to do vidui. That's what he says in the halachas. Yes, in the Koteret, he says, lashuv v'yisvada, but in the halachos, he does not say chayev lashuv. Why not? Says the Meshech Chachma, because doing tshuva is not a separate mitzvah. What, I was mechal Shabbos, chas v'shalom. So now I have to stop being mechal Shabbos. I need a new mitzvah to tell me not to be mechal Shabbos? No, the same mitzvah originally that told me don't be Mechal Shabbos continues to tell me don't be Mechal Shabbos. You don't need a new mitzvah to tell you to do something new. You don't need a new mitzvah for that. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is vidui. The mitzvah is, besides stopping the Aveira, but to go to the next step and be mizvada, what I did wrong and I'm never going to do it again, v'chulu. So too here, says the mitzvah Samelach. The original chiyuv hafrasha and nesina is still intact. Nothing new, and that's why you don't count biur as a separate. According to that pshat, biur is not included in the mitzvah vidui. Biur is included in the mitzvahs of hafrasha originally, number one. Number two, he suggests another idea, v'nira lomar od, that du'ulai din biur lo'avi mitzvah klau. Maybe biur is not a mitzvah at all. It is just removal. Rak tikun hachit lomasha aver bazeh. According to Rov Rishonim, biur means that by the end of the third year you didn't give it, you just got to get rid of it and destroy it. It's not that you give it to the proper recipient. That is a dea in Tosfos and Kiddushin and Daf Chav Zayin, but most Rishonim say that you just get rid of it and destroy it. So says the Mitzvah Samelach, maybe that's what biur is. It is kind of cleaning up my earlier Aveira. I didn't do what I was supposed to do, so I'm saying that biarti is cool. Biarti, I got rid of it, and it's being misaken the earlier chait, but it's not a separate idea. And that also would explain, he says, the lashon of vidui. Lashon of vidui is because I did something wrong. I didn't do what I was supposed to do, get it out in the proper time. So either way, you have the Sfarno, and you have the Mitzvah Samelach, who along the way also answers why there is no separate mitzvah of biur, but it is a mitzvah of vidui. One final suggestion, and that's given by the Aznayim LaTorah. The Aznayim LaTorah quotes the Rebbe Mirazin, the Admar Mirazin, who's also quoted in others for him as well, who said they use his idea to give shot in this line. And that is, we say on the Tefillah in Rosh Hashanah that Hashem is Zocher Kol HaNishkachos. He remembers all of those things that are forgotten. So the pashas, that means that we forget everything, but Hashem remembers. Hashem remembers. He remembers everything, even what we've forgotten. Says the Rebbe from Razin, it's a little deeper than that. Hashem Dafka remembers what is forgotten. Meaning, if we do a mitzvah and it's constantly on my mind and I'm so proud of myself, I keep patting myself on the back, I'm awesome, I'm great, Hashem doesn't remember that mitzvah so much. But if we forget that we did something, but we're like, okay, fine, we did it, but, you know, we move on. We don't harp on it. We don't focus on the fact that I did something great. Those are the mitzvahs that Hashem remembers. And the opposite by Averas. By an Avera, what the Hashem is Zohar Kol HaNashkachos. If we remember we did an Avera and it's constantly on my mind, and I make sure not to do it again, and that's how I use that Avera, then Hashem is not going to remember that Avera. Because we're focusing on it. Hashem was only going to be Zohar Kol HaNashkachos. If I did an Avera and I didn't do tshuva, and I don't care about what I did, I just let it go, Hashem's going to remember that. So usually we shouldn't be focusing on our mitzvos. But what are we doing here? We come to the Beis HaMikdash and we give ourselves a pat on the back. So it's kind of like inappropriate. That's why it's called a vidui, because it is somewhat inappropriate, but there's still a mitzvah to do it. Why is there a mitzvah to do it? Because, as the Zayin Batorah says, it could inspire others. It could inspire others, and there's a separate din of inspiring others. That's the concept of having an appeal, right? You have people pledge, and other people will be inspired by them. But again, another idea of why it is called vidui. Okay, so this is the mitzvah. Mishor Shia mitzvah now. Says the Chinuch. What is the message of this mitzvah? Just like we spoke about in the previous mitzvah. The mitzvah of mikra bikurim. There's no mitzvah just of havas bikurim, bringing them, but there's a mitzvah of mikra, of reading the parsha and having a little Jewish history lesson. So to hear. There's a mitzvah of saying something, being misvadeh, lefit, shesegulas ha'adam v'godel shivcho, the greatness of man, hu hadibur, shehu yeter bo alkol minei nivraim. Dibor, which is a reflection of intellect, is what makes us different than all the other creations. She'ilu mitzad yetera tnuos gam shar balechaim yisno ua kamohu. Because regarding other movements, we move our bodies, we move our arms, our legs. All creatures do that. V'yalken yesh harbi mibnei adam she'yirem milivso diburam shu'ahora gadol shavem yosim milachto ba'isa. Right, that's why we have to be even more careful about our speech than even about our actions, because this is what makes us unique amongst the creations. The famous Kuzari, who talks about the four levels of being. Kuzari says, what's the lowest level of being, or the domain, the inanimate objects, dirt and rocks, and then you have Someach, the growers, trees and flowers, plant kingdom, and then you have Chai, that's the animals, and the fish, and everything that's alive. Even though we call a plant alive, it's not really alive in the same way, it's growing, and then finally on top of Chai is Medaber. So Medaber is the separate category. That's exactly the message of the Chinuch here, that's what makes us unique. The Elohim Moadai, Rav Elio Schlesinger writes in one of his Ma'amarim, maybe it helps explain beautifully why the Atone turned around and spoke to Bilam and said, why are you hitting me? Why didn't Hashem just send a bas call out? Why dafka did he make an animal talk? So he explains that what makes human beings unique is their power of speech. And what the donkey is telling Bilam is, Bilam, if you're going to use your koach hadibor for something negative, something not fulfilling your special purpose in life, then you're no better than a talking donkey. Because that's what makes makes you unique. And if you don't use it, then you're not unique, and you're just like an animal. And the Chafetz Chaim speaks about this in many places, in his commentaries and in his Svarim. He says this on the Unkelis, in Parshas Brachos, Vayipach Ba'av Nishmas Chaim, Vayadam Nefesh Chaya. What's the Nefesh Chaya? Says the Unkelis, L'ruach Mimalala, a talking spirit. What a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. That we're able to talk, we're able to express our ideas, and we're able to do it easily. Right? Many other actions you have to put strength in. Talking. You have teeth, you have lips, you don't even have to think before we talk. If we know a word, we just say it. We don't have to think about it before we say it. But it comes so easily, says the Chafetz Chaim. We have to be so careful, and says the Sefer HaChinuch here. That's part of the message of Vidui Meiser. Hashem wants us to use what is uniquely human in order to express what we have done. And once we do that, that will inspire us to do it even better and more, and then we'll be zocha to all the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised us. The Kohanim and Levim rely on us. We have to do this, and then we'll make sure and we'll testify about ourselves. We'll testify about ourselves that we have fulfilled all of these mitzvahs. Okay. Midini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? First of all, the Mishnah tells us in Megillah, in Misfadin Vidi Zela by Yom. Vidi Meiser has to be done by day. V'kola Yom Kosher L'Vidi Meiser. And the entire day is kosher. And Misfadin Vidi Beis HaMikdash. The Chadchila should be done in the Beis HaMikdash. As it says, Lifnei Hashem. Aval Misfadin B'chol Makom Yatze B'di'evin. Wherever you are, the Vidui does work. V'tzarech HaMisfadin. Shelo Yishar Etzlo Dovar Mikol HaMatonos. You have to have done everything. You can't have any of the matanos. Truma, and Meiser Sheni, and Bikurim, anything, it cannot still be in my house. If it's in my house, then my whole vidui is not good. Shkeinu Omer, B'yati HaKodesh Ben Abayis. When do we do it? So here it is. What does it say? Kisachale, at the end of Shnas HaMa'aser. That means the Meiser, the year that only has one out of the normal two, and that is year 3 and 6, which only has Meiser Rishon, does not have Meiser Sheni, it has a substitute of Meiser Ani. And when do we do it? The Chinuch says, Yontif Achron Shel Pesach. On Yontif Achron Shel Pesach, that's the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Meiser Sheni, in the last parak, in parak Yud Aleph, Amos HaMizvadin, B'mincha, B'yontif HaAchron Shel Pesach, Shel Revius V'Shel Shishas. In the fourth year, and in the Shemitah year, on Erev, the last day of Pesach, that is the day of Vidui Maestros. Beregel Shekola Maestros Kolombo, that's the regel that all many Maestros stop. Vena Pesach Magiyim Yishon HaRaviyas, Ela Kol HaPerish, and Ishlishas, he continues. That's what it is. The Minchas Chinuch discusses here that not everybody agrees to that. It's Bizman HaRegel. Some Rishonim say it's Erev Yontiv Rishon. He says in Os Hay, but either way, it's Pesach time in year 4 and year 7. We go through it, and the Minchas Chinuch goes through each Aveira, if I did something out of order, if I didn't take them as much as I'm supposed to, if I still have some in my house, any of those, I'm not allowed to say the beer. There was even a time in history that nobody was allowed to say the beer. Right, we know that at the earlier in history, when Meiser Rishon used to be given to the Levim, and Midah Raisa we pass is given to the Levim, but Ezra was Kones when they didn't come up to Bayesheni, he says, no, give it to the Kohanim. Don't give it to the Levim. So once that was true, the Mishnah describes in Meiser Sheni that no longer do they do Vidya Meiser. You're right, they were listening to the Rabbanan. They didn't do anything wrong, so to speak, but they had to listen to the Rabbanan, and therefore they couldn't do the Meiser. They couldn't do what was done. Ubizvan, the Rambam says this in Alacha Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph Yud Gimel. Ubizvan she yonosa Meiser Rishon laKohanim lo hayu misvadin. Shneemar vegam nasid sativ laLevi. I say what I give it to the Levi. There is the last line that is discussed by many, and that is lo avati mi mitzvosach v'lo shachachti. Rashi says, what is lo shachachti? I didn't forget. Rashi says lo shachachti mi levarechacha al afreshes Meisrus. I didn't forget to bless you on afreshes Meisrus. So what does that mean? Ask the Mizrahi. Ask everybody. Mitzvah brechas a mitzvah derabanan. What do you mean? I didn't forget to bless. So maybe is Rashi just talking in general that to praise you to be able to do this mitzvah? Maybe, but he uses the lashon of mila varechacha, not mila shabeachotcha. Right? It says mila varecha. It sounds like the bracha. It sounds like the brachas. There are many suggestions given to this question. One of them, the Agdol Torah quotes a number of them. He quotes from the Chiddush Yerim that really a bracha should be something natural. Natural to a person. When I'm about to do a mitzvah, I should be overflowing with praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for allowing me to do this mitzvah, for allowing me to get close to you. We forgot it over time, therefore Chazal had to institute it. But naturally, it should come to us, an overflow of wishing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's lo shachachti milvarechacha. I have that feeling. That is what we say. And there are other suggestions as well. Lo shachachti, one pshat might be that the message of a birchas hamitzvah, we didn't forget that. Rav Soloveitchik once noted that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Brachos uses the lashon of kishem to connect birchas hamitzvah and birchas hanehenin. Very strange, very unusual. The Rambam says, halacha gimel. Kishem shemavarchen al hanah, kach mavarchen al kol mitzvah mitzvah ve'akach yasosa. Just like we make a bracha on hanah, so too on every mitzvah. One second. Birchas hananin is a matir. We know the Gemara says at the beginning of the sixth parak in brachas, you make a bracha in order to then be allowed to partake of the food. It's a matir. What's the kishim? What does that have to do with the Birchas HaMitzvah? The Rambam connects the two. Says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe it's also a matir. Because who am I to try to do it something, to perform an action, to bring me closer to the infinite, to the divine? Who am I to do that? It's presumptuous to think that I could be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point of a bracha. A bracha is the matir. It's what if I acknowledge the mitzvah and the mitzuvah, so then I can then do the mitzvah properly and get all the schar for it. But it has to be in that context. So maybe that's the message that Rashi is referring to. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once said that. Well, I didn't forget milah varechecha. I didn't forget that message of acknowledging the mitzvah and the mitzuvah before I did the mitzvah. Good. There are a lot of details of this mitzvah, just to point one out. The Rambam says, U'misvadeh kol echad bifnei atzmo. Everybody says vidui to themselves. V'imratzu rabim lezvados ke echad misvadeh. If every people want to do it all together, they can do it together. Sounds like for the Rambam that each person has to say it by themselves. Ask the Minchas Chinuch and Os Yudalid. It sounds like Shomea Ka'one doesn't work. Why wouldn't it work? Like every mitzvah, what Sfiras Omer is an exception, according to some Achronim. Usfartam lachem, l'kol echad ve'echad. But here, why wouldn't it work? So he leaves the Rambam Mitzarech Ian, why wouldn't Shomea Ka'one work? But for Rambam must have a source, if it's a proper diuk, that everybody to do it by themselves, they can't be Yotzik. As he even says, if everybody wants to do it together, they can all say it together. But he doesn't say that one person can be Motzi, one Kabbalah person can be Motzi others. Either way, an important issue, this is, when does this mitzvah exist? So it exists at least Bizman Beis HaMikdash, for sure. What about Shalom Bizman Beis HaMikdash? So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, Ubein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Shalom Bifnei Abayis, Chayiv Levaer Ulehis Vados. It could exist even after Beis HaMikdash, Chorban Abayis, and we find certain Tanoim that did, biur, some stories in the Gemara, explain, and the Ravid jumps on that. Lazeh shibush, shavidi eno elo lefnei Hashem, vein lefnei Hashem, elo babayis. Lefnei Hashem is a requirement for vidui. In any case, machlokas Rambam Ravid, when the last time this mitzvah was done, in terms of la'achar, beis hamikdash or not, but either way, this is the mitzvah of vidui maisris, of acknowledging and giving ourselves a chizuk, to say that I did all of these mitzvos properly, I gave it to all of God's servants, all the Levi, Yasom, Almana, all the people that were supposed to deserve it. Okay, we'll stop here. We will continue next time with more mitzvos regarding Meister Sheni.